This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm thrilled to have Lee DuPont join me. Lee is from the Asbury Communities, and you can reach out to the Asbury Communities at asbury.org. Just getting that out on the table here. Asbury is a retirement community, independent, assisted, and memory care, all three in one place. 135 acres of land, beautiful parcel with its own pond and running trails and so much. 1,200 residents. It's one of the largest continuing care retirement communities, or life plan communities, as they're called now, in the United States. And I will say this about Lee. Lee's 12 years in senior living, used to work at Ingleside, also at Kensington Park Communities, and she brings all that talent as a retirement counselor to Asbury. And she's not only an outstanding assistant in your process of finding out where you should go and how you should get there, but also a really good friend. So she's got great skills and capabilities. I'm thrilled to have her on the show. Lee, good morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Nice to be here, Eric.
You too. Thank you. So, Lee, I wanted you to introduce couple things that are going on at Asbury Communities for our audience who are maybe looking to find out more about Asbury. I think you've got some sort of a chef event.
We do. It's called the Savor event. It's a virtual chef demonstration. So that's going to be on March 25th at 2 p.m. So he's going to do some Japanese stir fry noodles, and folks are going to come by and get a little thank you on the way at the end, picking up a little something delicious, a cherry blossom tart. Asbury has a huge grove of cherry blossoms over near our Diamond building. So it's one of the most beautiful times of the season. We've got cherry magnolias and cherry blossoms and daffodils. So like Eric said, our campus is absolutely amazing. So we're very proud of it.
Wonderful. And you have an open house for the community also. When is that going to be?
We do. It's a virtual open house, and that's going to be April 15th. So that's being done online. We're doing a webinar, but our campus is still open. We are still holding tours, but we respect that folks are still just a little hesitant to come onto campus because of the virus. But we're proud to say that 99% of our residents have been vaccinated and close to 80% of our employees, our associates. So we're getting there we're happy to be open, and folks are moving in. So that's great news.
Lee, can you give us anything else on Asbury that you'd like to share today?
Absolutely. One of the things that we're really happy about is that our restaurants are opening back up. We were following the guidelines mandated by Montgomery County. So we are back in business as far as serving meals in our restaurants.
Lee DuPont from Asbury has been our guest today. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a good one.
That's ldupont@asbury.org if you have a question for Lee. And now it's time for our Radio Theater Senior Moments second installment.
In 200 feet, turn right on Merton Drive.
I don't think so.
Recalculating.
Why didn't you turn?
They had a speed camera set up down there yesterday.
Dad, we're going to be late.
No, we're not. We'll just go up a little further and then cut over.
In 0.3 miles, turn right on Pembroke Street.
Just a little detour.
I think we need to tell the girls what is going on with my mom.
Is Grandma okay?
Yes, but we had a long talk with her yesterday about her house.
No, it's bad enough that Grandpa Vapid is thinking of moving out, but Grandma can't do it too. We grew up playing in her house. It's more like home than our home.
In 200 feet, turn right onto Pembroke Street.
I'll save up and buy the house. You've got to stop her. She can't sell.
Recalculating.
You missed the turn.
Oops. That's okay. The GPS will get us there.
In 0.5 miles, turn right onto Brave Nose Road.
Mom, Dad, you can't let her do that.
Grace, please calm down.
Grace is right. We love that home. I know every corner and hiding place.
Grace, Beth, please calm down long enough so that we can explain.
It just doesn't seem right. We should be the ones taking care of Grandma. We can't put her in some facility.
Have you ever seen some of these facilities?
Yes, we've had to go sing at some of them with the choir.
Did you sing at Versailles Meadows?
No.
Indoor pool, 4 restaurants, waterfront, a captained yacht for the use of the residents. I'd move there in a heartbeat.
In 200 feet, turn right onto Brave Nose Road.
Well, maybe that wouldn't be so bad, but it's the principle of the thing. We should be taking care of her in her old age.
I'm glad you feel that way, because we're considering having her move in with us.
What?
Recalculating.
The turn!
Not here. They've added speed bumps.
What is the use of having a GPS?
It is just a dumb machine. I consider it making suggestions.
In 1.5 miles, make a right onto Lincoln Boulevard.
Grandma, move in with us? She has 9 cats.
8 cats, and a thing that looks like a cat. I think it might be a mutant squirrel.
Or a really big rat.
Where would she stay? We don't have room for someone else.
I thought you and Beth could share a room, just like you did when you were little.
Wait a minute. Grace was the one who was so excited about taking care of everyone. Why doesn't Grandma share a room with her? Leave me out of it.
I was talking about taking care of Grandma in her house, not our house. She can't live with us. She chews tobacco.
Grace, that's not kind. Grandma hasn't chewed in a long time.
And she'll wreck the floors.
Grace, you make her sound like an ill-behaved animal.
She'll wreck the floors with all her tap dancing. It will go on all night.
She does tap dance. And at night. We could carpet her room. That might stop her.
We're not going to carpet her room. If she wants to tap dance in the middle of the night, we just need to adjust to it. I grew up hearing tap dancing. I found it soothing after a while. Fred Astaire movies still put me right to sleep.
In 200 feet, you will make a right turn onto Lincoln Boulevard.
Where are we gonna put all her stuff? Her antique medical equipment collection is huge.
And creepy. I don't want that skeleton anywhere in the house.
We can pay for storage.
You know, the more we talk about this, the more I think it would be awfully hard on the girls. Maybe we should go back and ask her to at least consider touring some alternative places with us.
Did you miss the turn again?
He certainly did. I'm on it. In 1/10 of a mile, make a U-turn into heavy traffic, and then make another left across heavy traffic. Did I mention that the intersections do not have lights, so you're on your own?
Are you going to make the U-turn?
No, I can make a right here and cut through the school parking lot.
She never seemed all that open to anything but moving in with us.
I know what she said, but she hasn't even seen her options. Let's at least ask her to take a look. Maybe we could take her to Versailles Meadows first.
Probably worth a try. I wouldn't want to disappoint Grace, since she seemed excited about helping take care of Grandma. And I know it would be emotionally hard to have Grandma sell her house.
Oh, well, I don't mind visiting her. That house was too big for her anyway.
So you wouldn't mind her moving?
I would mind her moving in with us, but if she needs to move, she needs to move. Oh, look, we're here.
Arriving at destination?
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
We'll call when we get back. Thanks for the ride.
That was brilliantly done.
Thank you. I'm glad you think so. Grace would have had a complete meltdown if we had told her that Mom wanted to sell the house and get a waterfront condo. She's too sentimental to handle both your dad and my mom moving. Beth, on the other hand, seemed to take it in stride.
As she always does. Now we just need to figure out how we're going to help them find new places.
Do you need the GPS to get home?
Nah, I'm good.
Hey, don't push that power switch.
Your dad moving, and now maybe my mom moving. It's a strange journey we're on.
And it will probably only get stranger.
Well, that was fun. Make sure you come back for our third installment. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.